So how you guys been doing?
Pretty good. I've been doing all
Doing
right.
pretty good, surviving school.
Yeah. Cool. Is it getting
All that
tough?
nice schnoz. Is it getting
Yeah.
tough?
Oh yeah. It's getting pretty
Now,
tough for me. For Dustin, it's getting even tougher,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is sad because I'm a freshman. It shouldn't be getting as tough for me as it is.
Aren't you a
Well, it's like being a freshman in
Okay.
high school, I suppose, right? In some extent, but like in the way that like at
Who
first
almost
you're
got us
kind of
beat?
overwhelmed.
Fumo just has us beat hands down.
Yeah.
How so?
You and your 31 years of age.
Oh, 34. Thanks for the compliment, though.
34, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, time
Dang,
flies.
you're old.
34 years
Oh.
young. You know, it's funny, like, growing up and stuff, you run into people, you guys are probably running into them already, like people that go, "Man, I'm getting old." And it's like, you're freaking 22 years old. You are not getting old. Come on. You're save that for when you're really getting old,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't ruin it now. Yeah.
My brother used to start saying that like at 14.
Oh.
Man. Yeah. That's kind of a
I
bummer.
almost
That's so young.
said that when the Pokemon remakes came out. I was almost like for real, like the Pokemon Gold and Silver remakes came out and I'm like, "Oh man, I remember playing these when I was like 10." You look back and it's like, "Man, I'm like I'm old enough to be nostalgic about something now."
Yeah.
It's like all the people that grew up and they had like the Transformers remakes coming out. Like I know how that feels. Like I now know how it feels to have like a something you love from your childhood be remade now that
Yeah.
you're older. So.
Well.
But they did it right with these Pokemans, as opposed to
Yeah.
a lot of franchises. A lot of times, like when they go to renew a franchise in the future, they kind of ruin it.
So that
They
again.
did Pokemon right. Yeah.
Got back
Cool.
on the topic of Pokemans.
I know. I can talk
Jeez.
about Pokemons all day long,
Oh,
Dustin.
we
All
talked
roads
about
lead to
Pokemon. We
Pokemon.
talked about Pokemon a lot last podcast.
All
Oh,
roads, Pewter City.
yeah.
Forgetteon City.
I think that was a
Up on
song
the road.
once that they had on the
Become
first.
the greatest trainer. I won't
That's the
rest.
song. You're singing it.
Number one.
Can we get that on the show? Can we like start the
We
podcast off with
gonna
the Road
try
to Meridian City?
and we try some more. I don't know
Bet
if
they
we
don't
can.
have that song up for
You gotta
karaoke
do
at
it in the
the.
Stevie Nicks voice, man.
Yeah. We're on the road to Meridian City, city. When a landslide brought you down.
Nice. Humble.
Wow,
Yeah.
you're
pretty good at that. Must have been picking off from your friend there.
I know.
It's
I'm
contagious. You got Stevie Nicks disease.
on the
Yeah.
road to I'm
Nice.
picking it up. Golly. Bad.
Oh, I thought you said you're like now picking it now.
So we got anybody else coming?
You guys hear that?
So I hear something.
I hear like a.
What are you peeing or something?
That reminds me because like my bathroom is directly connected to my room and my laptop is about 10 feet away from my bathroom,
Oh
and
yeah.
like usually I don't it, because I mean the bathroom I don't know how to explain the layout of my apartment. We have four bedrooms, and there are two bathrooms, and two bedrooms are connected to one bathroom each. So I have a bathroom connected to one of my roommates. But usually because that door's shut and I don't have anybody in here, there's a my main door is shut. I don't keep my bathroom door shut when I, use a restroom. And
Yeah.
like I accidentally didn't shut it when I had Skype open. So like when we were recording, like you can hear the toilet flush.
Yeah, for the last podcast, yeah.
So
Oh,
now,
man.
like, even when I don't have anybody around, I just shut the door in fear that someone might hear the toilet flush.
Okay, I'm definitely putting that song as the start song for this podcast.
Really? You're gonna
Oh,
put
sweet.
"I'm on the Road to Viridian City" in
Yes,
there?
yes.
I think you should either that or "Knocking on Heaven's Door."
I don't know what that is.
Axl Rose might sue us for that one though.
If only there was video to do the dance, like the swing back and forth.
My stepdad was a cop for about, I guess, 25 years, and
wow.
He was he told me this story about this guy that was he held himself up in a hotel, and he's gonna commit suicide, and the whole time he just kept blasting "Knocking on Heaven's Door" at full blast, like when he's locked up, barricaded in his hotel room, about to kill himself. I don't remember
Whoa.
if he actually killed him, but that always bothers me now. Like, whenever I think of that song, I think of that story about the dude, like, sitting there listening to "Knocking on Heaven's Door."
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit depressing. That's why I don't tell that story until after the laugh is over.
Yeah, okay.
A bit morbid, but.
Dude, cops have the craziest freaking stories, I'll tell you, man. I work for a technology company that does law enforcement technology, and one of the guys that works there is a volunteer cop. He works like all the time. He's either working doing sales for our company or he's out busting people. And I mean, but he has the craziest story. I don't even want to hear his stories. They're so crazy. Like, he's always talking about something like that or some kind of
Yeah.
mega violence or murder or chase or something, like just something crazy. He told me about this suicide once. I won't even repeat it, but
Oh
it was a
yeah,
terrible story, But man, I don't know how those guys do it. I'll tell you. I mean, it takes a special kind of person. I mean,
Oh, that's what that stands for. Oh, I get it.
What?
Nothing.
Oh,
For the
okay.
Pokemon, it's two, the letter B,
Yeah,
the
to
little
be a
A.
master, yeah.
Yeah,
That was the
I just
original
got it
CD.
now. Yeah, I just got what that meant.
Man, I feel so old.
Shut
But yeah, like I think that they said that like the job of EMT has the highest suicide rate of any profession because they
Yeah.
have to like see all those the crashes and stuff and like dead children, and it's
Oh
just
gosh,
I
they
can't
have
even
the
imagine
whole
doing that job.
album on Lala right now.
Oh, nice.
But I don't think I could do crash sites.
I don't know how people. I mean, I couldn't even put up with that kind of stuff for one day, man. I'd be just broken down by the end of the day.
Yeah, like mentally
I mean,
exhausted.
yeah, and it's like, the way this guy tells these stories, it's like, I don't know how he's like a normal, like sane person kind of thing, After all that stuff would profoundly affect me, That would really mess me
Yeah.
up. But he just keeps going, man. It's something else.
Well, I know of a lot of cops that like end up getting PTSD just from doing their job.
Really?
That's completely. I mean, I can believe it too. I mean, you see that stuff, and I'd be stressed out too, man.
Oh yeah, no kidding. Well, I don't know. There before the grace of God go I. I'm lucky I'm doing something I enjoy, I'll tell you. That's what you gotta do, man. You gotta do what you love, or you're just gonna be miserable,
That's what I'm doing. I love listening to this song. I'm listening to "Viridian City" right now. It's making me feel happier.
All
I'm not
right.
depressed anymore.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm on the road to
I'll tell you,
become
so you,
a trainer, trainer. I won't rest till I'm number one.
This is great podcast stuff right here.
We keep on trying, then we try some more. Stay together, find a
See, the problem with Pokemon is it is set very specifically to one set of generation, like a 5-year span of people. So like anybody from the age of like anybody that is currently, I would suppose, 17 to the age of like 22 maybe, were around when Pokemon was big and
Yes.
still have fond memories of it. So the problem now is that when you talk about Pokemon, Like, our user base is like 12. They don't remember
Pokemon. They have
Pokemon.
No freaking clue.
The older people are like too old for it. They're like, what's this crazy Pokemon stuff y'all keep talking? What are these Pokemans? Like,
and you, Greg, and me are just right in that nice fit.
We're right when it was huge.
We will rant about Pokemon all day long.
Pokemon is something that you had to be a certain age to appreciate. And like, if you weren't that certain age back when it was big, like, you cannot appreciate it now. Like, I know of a lot of older people like, Pokemon are stupid. And I'm
I
like,
love
well,
my
you weren't
Pokemon.
Stupid when it was, you know, new.
Yeah.
Of course it's stupid.
I love my Pokemans.
It's like, I cannot understand the concept of Transformers. I mean, the original version. Like, what? It's like it's a truck that transforms into a robot. Woo! Big deal. You know, but at the same time, I appreciate that, you know, people that grew up with that stuff, that was cool back then.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, I prefer Thundercats.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's pretty awesome.
Was weird.
But, yeah.
Ancient spirits of evil, transform this decayed form to Mamra!
That dude that did the voice of Lion-O is still in voice acting work. We need to get him on the show just to do the Lion-O voice.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. With special guest, Lion-O!
And I'd call him Lion-O, too. I wouldn't call him by his real name. I don't think I could.
Greg's going to try to get the Halo announcer, Brian Simmons, on the show at some point. So nice. That's cool. Yeah, if we could get Steve Downs and Brian Simmons on the show, that'd be... We're doing pretty good right there.
Oh, yeah. Ba-da-ba-boom. You know what's funny is, like, my wife was asking me the other day, she was like, how does that Halo song go? I'm like, and I was like, she's like, no, it's not that part. And I'm like, she's like, no, it doesn't sound familiar. And I'm like, well, it's not like it has a chorus or something, you know? It just goes between a bunch of different parts. I mean, so, and then I'm like, oh, you're probably thinking, oh, and she's like, yeah, yeah, that part.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
It was funny.
That's what I'm going to do at MLG Dallas this year. I'm going to carry around a plastic sword and put it up to my eyes, and just at random intervals I'm going to be like, Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight. Thundercats. Oh!
I have no idea what you two are talking about. I obviously missed that generation.
I'm just surprised that Thundercats was still on Cartoon Network when I was a kid. Because it had to be like 10 years old at that point.
Yeah. It's just a classic, though. It's just such a super thing, you know?
Chitara is an eternal concept.
Chitara, yeah. Everybody loves Chitara.
Everybody loves Chitara.
Yep.
Snarf.
What's Snarf?
All of those shows at the time had, like, someone like Snarf. They all had, like, even... There was this one called Mask that even had, like, this little robot guy that would... And he was like Snarf, basically. He was the comic relief. And then there was He-Man that had Orko. And, you know, all the other stuff. They all had one. It was weird. He-Man was the craziest thing ever, dude. He-Man made no sense at all. It was like someone's bad dream, like, and they just like wrote it all down and made it into a cartoon.
Yeah. It always seemed like a heavy metal album to me.
There was no, like, you know, like overarching kind of theme or story or anything. It was just like throw a bunch of random characters, like, that do like totally bizarre things into this place, and yeah, it just made no sense. He-Man was totally crazy. It's like if you list off like all the characters, it's like, well, why or wait, what? There's like a merman, and there's a guy with just a skull for a face, and then there's a guy that is some kind of medieval warrior sort of, and then there's someone that is like a cheetah, and there's a purple puma, and I like where what's the coherent like where's the line that kind of goes through all this stuff and makes it into one, you know, storyline kind of thing. It just there just isn't. So nice weather we're having.
Oh yeah.
I got sick.
Dustin's busy touring To Be a Master, the album.
I'm just going up the complete first season of Thundercats.
Oh man, that's a good idea. That's what I'm gonna do right now.
It's gonna be odd if we're like, playing the song at the beginning and no one's gonna know what we're talking about. You almost have to like intentionally like sing it before you even start the show, or just randomly start at a certain point in the conversation.
There you go. That'll work so that it fits in, so it's not like a He-Man thing.
I think I remember the Team Rocket song from that CD.
Man.
Thunder, 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 cats.
Oh, that theme song was great.
Thunder, 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 cats. That's all I remember. But
I know, but that's the best chorus line ever.
I know.
You know exactly what the title of that show is.
Exactly. There's no mincing words right there. They're not, you know, they're not just like going off on some ethereal kind of description of the Thundercats universe. They're just calling it out right what it is. They're just calling a spade a spade.
Yeah, it's not like a Who song. This isn't CSI. This is an original song that tells you exactly what the title of the show is.
That's right. Straight up in your face, Thundercats. Oh.
For some reason, I remember the version of the song being a little different than the TV shows.
It was longer. It was like the director's cut. The only reason it's different is because it is longer. It has an extra stanza.
No, I mean, even the tone of the voices sound a little different. Or maybe
there were like five different versions of that song from what I've read on Bulbapedia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, everything sounds right except the voices are a little different. The things are a little different.
I'm on the road to the radio
city! Yeah!
I'm on the road to the radio city, yeah!
Did you guys get the updated show notes?
Yeah. I'll refresh.
I'm on the road to the radio city!
Karaoke indeed.
That's what we should have, is a spectacular event for karaoke.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, man, MLG Dallas this year. If you want to videotape it.
Oh, that would be so sweet!
No joke. Our student union has a kind of a student-owned bar that we have that's got a karaoke stand on it.
Yeah.
Little karaoke platform that we can record from.
Live stream.
Yeah, man, live stream it, record it, whatever.
Oh.
Dude, if karaoke. I will sing Bohemian Rhapsody if I can get two other guys to be there with me.
I do.
And sing it. Sing it in three-part harmony.
Calamush.
Will you do the thunder?
Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening.
Mamma mia, Figaro. Wait. She could be fighting over the words.
Oh, man!
The best part would be like the ending when we're trying to like lay it down. We're like, nothing really matters. Anyone can see.
We could be like Garth really and just kind of like mouthing the words like really poorly.
Nothing. Really matters to me. Bum 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 bum. Oh man, it's gonna be awesome. If we can get Greg to get on it.
The lonely road, the only one I have. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
High school has disenchanted me with Green Day. I'm telling you, man.
I missed Green Day.
If I hear Boulevard of Broken Dreams like one more time. I'm gonna go all Thundercats on I
missed when Green Day was out, so I didn't get to hear it when they abused the song. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there would find me.
This karaoke cast.
I walk alone.
Live from Tulsa, hey, Oklahoma.
Forget,
it's Dustin Pettigrew.
For really unfair.
All right.
See, now we have so many different songs, we really can't do an intro song unless, like, one of the.
I'm thinking. Unless, do you really want to send off Halo 2 with Viridian City? Really?
We have one more show for Halo 2.
We do?
Yeah.
What's it gonna be about?
It's kind of like a random last show kind of thing.
Oh, it's like the random frag edition of Halo 2.
We're gonna do Collins for it as well.
So. Oh, Collins, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll do whatever else. Because there's a couple of submissions that really don't fit that I have sitting in the mailbag right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mail call!
Animal! Animal! Hot diggy dog, it's animal!
That's exactly what I was talking about. I'm just amazed you got the reference. I wasn't expecting anybody to get it.
It's time for Animaniacs.
We have paid.
Oh man, I love that song, but I can't remember the verse after that.
What time is it, Pinky? Or what are we doing, Pinky? Brain.
Pinky.
What are we doing?
Pinky and the brain. Oh, yeah.
Take over the world.
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world. Potekler, the unofficial childhood podcast.
Exactly.
Oh dear God. We should just have like a podcast where we just ramble on childhood memories.
Too young to feel old, too nostalgic to feel young. It's the Halo 2 Farewell Nostalgia Podcast.
Might as well call it the Barbecue Sauce Burrito Podcast. I mean, we're not going to be talking about Halo 2. <that point. laughs>
Looking back, Halo 2 wasn't the best part of my childhood, you know?
I used to play Halo 2. Hey, that reminds me. I used to do a lot of things. In fact, I used to watch this TV show called...
Pokemon!
Pokemon! All roads lead to
Pokemon. Gotta catch them all! Gotta catch them all! Pokemon!
Oh, man, can you imagine that anime is still running? And it's still, like... It is still running within its own continuity.
I know, that's really
good. It's a single continuity universe, and it's still going. It's like it's on its 11th year.
I only watched through like the third season when I was really young, and I haven't watched it really since.
No, I watched through like the second season.
Is it still?
But then I was just wondering, like, is Ash Ketchum still the main character? And he is. It's amazing.
Really?
Wow.
Has he not?
Yeah, and Brock,
like Bart Simpson, he's eternally young.
Yeah, he's eternally 10 years old. No joke.
God, that's...
He's been 10 years old for 11 years. He should be drinking by now. He's like, what?
He hasn't had sex yet? What's the problem here?
I don't know about that.
It is a kid's show, though.
Did you watch Pokemon the movie 2000?
Yes.
Okay.
Which one's that one again?
I don't know.
Which one was that one? That one's the
one with the legendary birds and Lugia. And he kisses Misty.
No, I don't remember that one.
That was the second movie after Pokemon the movie. The first movie came out.
I thought I watched the first four.
There was Pokemon the first movie, Pokemon the movie 2000, Pokemon 3, I think it was called.
Damn.
The Return of Entei or whatever. It had Entei in it.
I saw Entei, the Entei one.
And then that's the last one I watched. I don't remember what came out after that. Then there was like a movie about Celebi or something. But yeah. It was like straight to DVD. It wasn't in theaters.
And they had the special Pokemon cards if you went to go see the movie in theaters.
Yeah, they had the Mew cards for the first one.
I still have those.
Wow.
Yeah, I've still got my Pokemon cards back at my house.
I've been meaning to sell them on eBay. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
They have drastically devalued. Like, they have
Yeah, I know.
Appreciated, man. They're not worth selling.
But see, I don't know.
Back in the day, I had like a business going on. My stepdad and I, we were crazy about Pokemon cards, man. I think I made $50 off of one card back when I was like 10. No joke on eBay.
Dude, when we get to Dallas, we should totally have a Pokemon card battle.
Oh.
Oh man, I gotta go get my cards though. But I still have
my cards.
50 card deck.
60, I thought.
So is it 60?
Oh, it was 60. Yeah.
Oh man, it has been a while, man. I played Pokemon cards everywhere. There was an event they had up at Toys R Us every Saturday called the Pokemon Gym Challenge or whatever.
Six Pokemon cards. Five Pokemon out cards, and you get five down cards or something like that. I don't remember the rules exactly.
I used to play the only Pokemon I've ever played, and I haven't watched the cartoons or anything, but. It was the trading card game for Game Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I had that. I loved that game.
That was a great game because I had ever since the original Palm Pilot came out, I've had Palm Pilots. I don't now, but I had Palm Pilots for a long time, and at one point it was like that was about the
hey,
that was really pushing the limit was to be able to run a original Game Boy emulator on the Palm Pilot, and it did about 4 frames a second. So obviously it's not going to do any good on like Super Mario Land or anything, but,
right?
Even though I tried to do it anyway, but it did pretty darn good on the Pokemon trading card game, and so I went through and I beat the whole thing, and I played a long time after that. Even that is just such a fun game.
Oh yeah.
Cool. But see, I'm still playing Pokemon Red, Yellow, and Blue on emulators because they're so much fun.
I just never played those things. I don't know.
They are really deep. Like, they are made for kids, but those games are surprisingly deep. I mean, especially nowadays when there's just so many Pokemon, there are literally 480-something Pokemon you catch.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just the number of moves that are in that game, the number of party combinations, it's crazy.
Once it got past 250, I'm like, oh, okay, well,
Yeah, I mean, as far as creativity goes, after the first original, 250, they were kind of lame. But I'm just saying, in terms of just like breeding and battling, the number of Pokemon is crazy.
Mm.
And the number of like hidden factors in each Pokemon that the fans have discovered in these games, they've got like there are secret hidden stats to each Pokemon that the fans have discovered these stats, and it's crazy the way that works. I don't even know.
Wow.
They discovered the equation to the Pokemon catch rate. It's crazy. I showed Dustin the other day. It's like a...
Well, they probably figured it out from...
They probably just pulled the code.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Yeah, I just got a new phone recently. It's a Android phone, and I got a Game Boy Advance emulator for it. So I might get one of the Pokemon Game Boy Advance ROMs for it and check that out. See how that goes. I kind of want to play another trading card game though. Like I was considering doing Yu-Gi-Oh, or one of those. You guys ever play those?
Yeah. I played Yu-Gi-Oh for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was it?
I played Yu-Gi-Oh for a little bit.
Oh, it's a.
It was interesting.
It's not Pokemon.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not attached to the characters. I don't know about the characters. I mean, they're just so random in Yu-Gi-Oh. It's like,
I forgot the about this song.
Have no kind of solidarity between itself. It's like this one's a crazy dragon, but this one's like an Egyptian prince. This one's like a modern day, 2009 Camaro. Like,
other so than like no blue-eyed white dragon,
there's no consistent theme in it.
Well, the Blue-Eyes White Dragon was popular like for the first season of Yu-Gi-Oh.
I had a Blue-Eyes White Dragon.
You well, everyone got Blue-Eyes White Dragon. It was in
I know, because
official...
get it in the Kaiba deck.
I know.
Oh,
jeez.
I don't remember if I got I think I got a Kaiba deck. But then I also bought a Pegasus deck when that came out.
Did you guys ever play Magic the Gathering?
No.
No.
I never played it.
I never got it. Magic, no.
I watched some of the grad students here play it last week, though.
Yeah.
That's a fun game. I used to play that a lot when I was a kid, man. I'll tell you, the single-player campaign on Xbox, it's tough, though. Yeah, it's just, I like the game, but, like, when I play and I'm just constantly losing, it's not all that much fun because I'm not making any progress when you lose, you know. So
what are you talking
there's
about,
no
the
love.
Card game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I never like I couldn't get into Magic because it just seems like it's like I don't know enough about the game, and now that if I played with anybody, I just get destroyed. It would take way too long to be able to at least play to, you know, to become mediocre at that game.
Hey, you can
it's
play.
Not very
we
far.
Can.
It's like really very close to Pokemon. It's very similar. The only thing is you don't have
gotta
to
catch them all.
Yeah, but the only thing you can have more than one creature on, you know, in the, your play area at once. You can have a whole bunch. So
yeah,
you know, and there's
too.
But then
I
they were
you
like
only have. And the trading card game on the Game Boy, anyway, you can only have, I think, one in the play area and then one in the like, on deck, kind of, in reserve. Or you could have multiple.
The way
have,
I
like,
played
five
you had
reserve.
One on deck and then you had five on, or you had one active and then five
oh,
on deck.
Oh, that's right, that's
right. You could have four or five in reserve.
Yeah, five
and sometimes
on deck,
they had special
yeah.
powers that would apply to your gameplay, but generally they couldn't actually fight. So
well,
it was
yeah,
only
but
the
you could evolve them from the bench.
Yeah, but point. It was only the one guy... The one Pokemon that was in play that was the fighter.
Yeah.
So, right.
Yeah. But in
I
Magic,
if I still
you, can
have my
have,
game
you can have, like, sometimes, like, 10v10 going on, you know? And it gets a little hairy sometimes, like, especially when you have, you know, a 2v2 game going on, and you're, like, assigning damage and assigning how all this stuff works. And then you have interrupts. You have, like, these... I think you have it in Pokemon, too. You have Instants, where you can kind of cast a spell that takes effect... effects instantly, and you can play at any given time at all. So, like,
prevalent in Pokemon, though.
No. In Pokemon, they got something similar to that, where it's I think it's called a Pokebody, where yeah. it's just whenever it's active, it's just a passive ability that constantly applies to that Pokemon.
Okay, that's
but
a,
I think
there's something similar to that in Magic, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about instant effects, something like do 3 damage to any. A creature or a person or you know, a person. So, like, for instance, you could apply that at any time. So, like, right after someone declares that they're going to attack you, you could say, I'm going to apply this. And it happens before the actual damage takes place on the attack. So sometimes, like, they're all working out their strategy, and all of a sudden you put an instant in and it screws up all their plans. So it's kind of funny.
Oh, so you play it during their turn.
Yeah,
you can play it like basically between when damage is assigned. So basically, like, they have this plan going, okay, if I do 3 damage over there, they're going to do 2 damage to me, but that's not enough to kill me, so I'll recharge in the next round, so everything's going to be all right. I'm going to kill them. I'm not going to get enough damage to die. Everything's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, you put an incident in there, and it screws up all their plans. So
okay, so the second they attack, you can play your instance.
The second they announce an attack.
Okay, the like second they announce the attack, you can play the instance. And then if the instance, I don't even know how it works. Can you do cards get, like, defeated or something like they do in Pokemon? Like they.
Yeah. It's
yeah. Damage
it's
damage happens
Pokemon,
and then they go down.
You know, you have creatures or characters or whatever they are, and they all, you know, they all have an attack and a defend power, and, you know, you basically just apply the attack to the defend, and, you know, if they both. If the attack is equal to or greater than the defense on both of them, then they both die. So
they had a similar mechanic in Yu-Gi-Oh, where you could play what was called a trap card, and the trap card goes face down next to your active battle or monster or whatever. And the second they attack, you can activate the trap card, but you can't change out the trap card.
Yeah, but they always know that trap card is the possibility of being there where.
Yeah.
For instance,
whereas with an instance, you don't know if they've got it.
Right. Which mm-hmm. I think is kind of stupid, but I haven't heard of that kind of thing happening in Pokemon.
Here's the one thing that I don't understand with Magic the Gathering that kind of blew my mind, because I'd never seen it in a trading card game up to that point. Like up at college, they had a sign up sheet, and you would sign up for the Magic the Gathering league that they were having. And like they played in like seasons, so mm-hmm. you would sign up for that season, and then they would go out and you would pitch in like. 10 or 15 bucks, and they would go and they would buy an entire like box of Magic the Gathering booster packs or whatever, and then yeah. you would go into a draft. Like, so essentially they would do a draft, and it was kind of cool. I almost like wanted to join the league, but it's too late at that point, because I mean, if you think about it, a draft is a more fair way to distribute cards if you're going to be playing in a league.
It is, but so, like, that's getting way too complicated for me.
I know,
that's
but
why...
at that point, like, I didn't understand it. Like, they would do it in, like, you would draft, and then you would, like, trade cards afterwards.
Okay.
So they would all, they would each get, like, booster packs that would make enough to their, there would be enough cards that they would get from the booster packs to make one deck. And they would never get more cards than, you know, one deck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, that's the thing that, it's funny because the biggest, like, complaint people have about Magic the Gathering on Xbox Live Arcade is the thing that I think is the coolest. You can't just, like, buy booster decks with real money and just apply them to your deck and go and adjust your entire deck. All you can do is unlock cards, that are already in the game by playing through the campaign. And then you can just basically toggle them on or off. And you pretty much don't want to toggle them off unless you're over your deck, which is kind of unusual because there's not that many unlocks. But because, you know, you can have a variable number of cards in your deck. You don't have to have exactly a certain number. So I think it's 40 to 60 or something like that. But yeah, I like that because one of the reasons I stopped playing Magic was because the whole game, it's like whoever has the most money wins. Whoever can afford the coolest cards. And also, you know, of course, you know, you have to have some strategy, sure. You know, you have to play your cards well, you have to arrange your cards well, which is a whole kind of art in itself, which everybody, you know, raves about in opposition to the Xbox Live Arcade game. But really, I think the way they do it, it really levels the playing field because it's all about, you know, the cards you unlock and the good cards you get, you have to earn. You have to earn by winning with a less powerful deck. So, you know, it's only fair that they get those cards and they do well with them and stuff. And you don't have this level of, you know, well, I paid $150, so I got exactly, I looked up online this super powerful deck and I just kept getting booster packs until I got my cards and now I'm just using this strategy that I found online and I'm kicking everybody's ass, you know, and it's like just, you know, just play with what you got and, you know, like a normal card game, really. Like any other card game, you play with the hand that you got, and that's the point, is that if you can do well with the hand that you got, then that's a matter of skill, at least to an extent. You know, it's skill mixed with chance, but at least there's some skill involved instead of just the skill of looking something up online and just mindlessly doing some of the strategy that you see on there. So
that's kind of what downsides to card games, though.
The thing, it's always going to be that issue, but the thing is, I have issue with that too, but at the same time, that issue is kind of what makes me enjoy card games. Like, back when I would play Pokemon in the Pokemon League every Saturday up at Toys R Us, we'd, my stepdad used to play with me too, we'd go down there every Saturday and we'd play, and, essentially, you're right, the richest kids, you know, they'd be able to buy booster packs all the time, you know, and they would, you know, have the rarest Pokemon, but at the same time, like, half the fun of getting a booster pack is knowing that it's completely random. Like, you don't know what you're going to get. And I mean, the feeling when you do get that rare card, when you finally open that pack and you're like, oh man, this is like a rare card. Like, I can use this to, like, beat people. And there are cards that you will get that nobody else will be able to get. Like, yeah. I mean, I didn't buy, I would buy maybe like 2 booster packs a week back when the booster packs were, you know, like $3. And then I'd go play. And like, I mean, part of the fun of the game back then, at least, was the fact that there were cards that you would have that other people wouldn't have, so you'd like pull them out of your deck and you'd just like be able to completely destroy other people, and it would freak them out. Like, I remember one time back when the second generation of Pokemon cards came out, I bought a booster pack just randomly and I pulled a holographic Lugia card out of it, which does like 120 damage if you give it a electric, water, and a fire element card.
Oh, jeez. Of course, then, you but have the to problem have all 3 of those cards, but...
Yeah, well, that's the issue, is if you build a deck, it's hard to build a deck around 3 elements. Generally, like...
It's 2. Yeah, it's 2.
Yeah, it's generally 2, because you need to have certain element cards in your hand at any given time, and the more types of elements you put in, that lessens your chance of getting a certain element type.
Right.
So it was really hard to pull off, and the bad thing was that once you pulled the attack off, it automatically discarded all of your elements, so they went back into your deck. But
you guys would fit right in with Magic. I mean, it's almost the same as Pokemon. It's just you have more characters potentially in play at the same time. You have instead of having energy, you have mana, but it's exactly the same concept. You have 5 different types of mana, They're used to cast your character, and they're used to do different powers of your character, different instants, different what do you call it, enchantments and things like that. And there's cards like you were talking about that stay in play and have an effect on the game ongoing every turn or every other turn or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different stuff like that. So, but it's really easy to understand. It's the same basic concept around, it's just that there's more characters in play. I mean, it's just, I think if I remember, Pokemon is like, once you have three characters knocked out, you lose, right?
No.
The way I played it was, you have prize cards, and once you knock out a Pokemon,
Yeah,
you
you
get
get
to
a
pick one
prize.
of your prize cards.
Yeah.
And there
And
were
whenever
once you pulled all of your prize cards,
you
you
win.
won the match.
Yeah.
So it just
And I
depends on
think there
how
were
many
like
prize
four.
cards are into
I
play.
think there were four prize, or
No,
maybe
there
there
were
were
six.
six.
There were
There were
six.
six prize cards, yeah.
Okay.
And that you basically take six cards from your deck. You don't look at them. You place them face down, and those are your prize cards. And every time you knock out a Pokemon, you get to pull one of your prize cards.
Right. And
But then they introduced a different mechanic. Like I don't know how many mechanics they've introduced to Pokemon since I've played it. Because I remember in the second generation they introduced this whole new mechanic where they had stadium cards, and you'd play the stadium card and it would remain in play for the rest of the game until someone else, pulled another stadium card and replaced it.
Yeah, but
But
wasn't
it would
that
just
just like a attack booster kind of thing? I
No,
thought.
it placed a passive effect on all Pokemon in the arena.
Right.
So like they had like Erika's arena or whatever, and it would cause grass Pokemon to do like plus 30 damage or whatever every time they would attack. But it would also like create resistance. Like a lot of the time it would cause like counters. So I mean it would counter itself out. So basically it'd be
Okay.
like you could get plus 30 damage, but then you would fall asleep after like two turns or whatever.
Okay.
So
So there's always a
there was a
yeah.
counter to it.
That makes sense. Yeah, there's similar cards in Magic as well. I mean, really just, once you know the basic understanding of, you have creatures, and in Magic it's the only difference is like instead of having your prize cards, you have you're basically like a summoner, and you summon all these creatures and characters and stuff like that, and that those characters do damage against either the other characters, or what you want to do is you want to do damage to the other player and who's also a summoner. So that's the idea of Magic the Gathering, is you have 20 life and they have 20 life, and you're trying to get past, use your characters to get past their characters to get to them. So once you've done all the damage on their characters, if you have a guy that's undefended on their side, then he, instead of doing damage to a character because there isn't any there, he does damage to the player. So, X number of damage, and eventually it gets down to zero, and then you win. So, but I mean, that was really the first, trading card game out there. So it was,
Right.
but they built on the, what's cool is they just kept building on the concept, though. I mean, I'm sure they got way far beyond, my understanding of the whole thing, but I mean, but on Xbox Live, it's the game on there is pretty, it gets pretty complex. There's a lot of different kind of features, but it's all stuff you can easily figure out just by reading a quick paragraph directions, like, oh, I see how that works, okay. And then all cards that are the same type just follow the same, the same theme, the same setup. And a lot of times they kind of stick together. Like, for instance, there'll be a green card that'll give you that'll boost your it'll give you plus one life every round or something. And then there'll be a red card that does the same thing, but it's just called something slightly different, but it's kind of along the same theme. So they kind of do that all around, kind of like Pokemon does this, the similar thing where they kind of keep in themes so that it's all, understandable, and you can say, oh, that's kind of like the other card, that's kind of like that. So I don't know, it's a cool game. I like Pokemon a lot too, though. I really enjoyed that game. That's a great game.
Gotta catch them all.
You
Pokemon.
know what I wish would come out, and I've never seen it
Oh,
utilized
I
at all. I'm
forgot
sure
about
that.
the Pokérap. Oh. The
Oh, okay.
Pokérap.
Yeah, there was a rap.
Yeah,
There
the
were two raps
Pokérap.
actually. Anyway, yeah, like I was saying, I would really like to see like an online trading card game. Like I mean, like on the internet that isn't microtransaction based. I want to make that clear first. But it's like ad based, and you join, And essentially, it's its own card game, right? Kind of like Magic the Gathering or Pokemon. It's its own franchise. And I want them to like utilize a whole bunch of cards, but I also want them to utilize the booster pack kind of aspect of the trading card game that I like. I want to be able to like, you will be able to like accumulate points, and then you can use those points that you have like either won from battles or like daily points that you receive for like logging in or whatever, and then use those points to buy booster packs that go towards your deck, and like make it to where you can have rare cards, like actually rare cards, to where not everybody is going to have certain cards.
Man, the security they
I don't know.
put on that system would be outrageous.
It'd be crazy.
Have you guys ever played the Free Realms trading card game?
No, I never even heard of it.
I played for Free Realms for a while, and then I got tired of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ADD game. They just have so much junk going on in that game that it's like a bazillion mini games.
Yeah,
It's
man.
an MMO with, but it's really, it's not, I mean, they especially since the changes more recently, it's not so much about the MMO combat stuff anymore. It's more about kind of like doing, like, oh, look at this, let me do that. Oh, let me do that. Oh, never mind. Instead of let me do this, and oh, this is pretty
Yeah.
cool, ooh, shiny. It's all constantly moving all over the place. But one of the things they have is a full like trading card game. It's pretty cool. The only thing is like is there's a lot of chance involved. A lot more stubble. Like every time you attack a character, it's a simple concept of Pokemon. Like, against some character, you can flip your cards and they have like this separate little number on them. And every no matter what kind of card it is, it becomes kind of a booster card that acts X number of your attack and X number of your defense. So you randomly get power ups, you get buffs every single attack and defense. So it kind of like it kind of messes it up with it because it's not so much about like planning or anything as much as it is like, well, I hope this next card turns out going to be a really good one. So I don't know.
Just to let you know, you're a little laggy. You're coming in really weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that just me, Brent, or are you getting that too? Brent. 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 Brent! Where'd you go? Now we just wasted an hour talking about Pokemon.
I know. Yeah, it's way too long. They have a MapleStory trading card game that's a free one. I've never tried it, but I bookmarked it.
Huh.
What?
Haven't heard of it, I must say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. If Brent wants, I'll send him a link. He can see if he likes it. But
And Brent Horsley. Where the heck did that guy go?
he's still online. Oh, there it goes back.
Brent, where did you go?
I'm back.
Yeah, where'd you go?
The restroom. Sorry. I thought you were talking about Mike lagging. I was like, no.
Oh. Yeah, I was
We're
asking.
like,
Man, did
you
you know
guys talk
Arbitrage
about
or
that, I'm gonna
something?
use the restroom.
Yeah, I can hear the toilet flushing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I had the door shut too. So you can't blame it.
Oh, no, I don't think you did.
I
Because
did. That's
it was really clear.
You don't understand how close the door, like my bathroom is to my laptop.
Not that close, unless you
It
changed
is.
your
You've
room.
seen it.
Unless you changed your room since last time I was there.
No, I mean it's close enough to hear. You got to realize these walls are like thin. I can hear everything that my roommates are talking about in their own rooms.
Yeah, I just sent you this link to this trading card game online I found the other day called it's a MapleStory trading card game. So it's based on the MMO. I don't know if it's any good. I haven't even tried it, but you might check it
You mean
out
they
sometime.
utilized my idea?
I think so.
Man, they got this up fast.
No, this is not live. Unfortunately.
Okay, so
On
what?
I'm ready to go in the
I'm on
Let's
the road to
we
the
yeah.
next day.
We need to record.
Fede.
You're still going on
that. Yes, I'm still listening to that song.
Okay. BRB.
Again? What the heck? I'm debating whether to put that whole Pokemon discussion into the podcast or not.
Nah, it's just a trading card game. We will need to play next MLG Dallas, though. We need to set up our own booth at MLG Dallas.
That'd be
where
awesome.
We just play Pokemon.
You're number one. We keep on trying. Then we try some more. Together.
Whatever doesn't finish singing. Oh, wait, man, it's cool. Oh. Go to